Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now, as fall arrives for real, a call-in for our last 15 minutes of the show on what you want to shed from your life as the trees get ready to shed their leaves. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. As fall arrives, call in on what you want to shed from your life as the trees get ready to shed their leaves. Can we get that personal? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Now, some of our Jewish listeners might recognize the hook to the Jewish High Holy Days in that question, but we are welcoming calls from people of all religions, including people with no religion, as we certainly include Jewish listeners to share your New Year's resolutions, if you have any. Rosh Hashanah, which was last week, is the Jewish New Year, for people who don't know, and Yom Kippur, which begins tomorrow at sundown, is the Jewish Day of Atonement. So the question for Jews and everybody else in the audience, as fall arrives for real, call in and tell us what you want to shed from your life as the trees get ready to shed their leaves. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So in honor of this holiday season, the High Holy Days in the Jewish faith, and the changing of the seasons, we're inviting you from all faiths and people who aren't religious at all to call in to reflect a little bit. And the way we're framing it is, what do you hope to shed or cast off like fall leaves this autumn? 212-433-WNYC or tweet at Brian Lehrer. In the Jewish tradition, it's the time when people reflect on the past year and ask forgiveness for their sins. And like many New Year's traditions, all kinds of New Year's, it's a way to begin again, to start fresh, right? And by, in part, casting off, by shedding things in order to start over. There's the Jewish tradition, Tashlik, of casting breadcrumbs into the sea or into a river, and it's a symbolic way of letting go of your sins. Now, we don't want to make this a confession booth. You don't have to call in talking about your sins. We're reframing it a bit for our purpose. And again, listeners of all religions, including no religion, you are welcome to call in if this time of year makes you reflect. Maybe seeing the leaves change and feeling the temperature shift makes you think. If you're that kind of person, tell us, what baggage are you hoping to shed or cast aside to begin fresh as the seasons change? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or tweet at Brian Lehrer, and we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now to your calls on what you want to shed from your life as the trees get ready to shed their leaves this season. Madeline in Laddingtown, you're on WNYC. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me on. I guess the most dominant thing is getting rid of all the negativity and the anger and the lack of working together politically, I guess.
So you're hoping the country sheds that. Does it apply to yourself?
Yes, because I tend to get consumed in it and yelling at the TV and being obsessed with watching MSNBC. And then you just have to step away from it and realize that you have to keep going.
Madeline, thank you very much. Charlie in Greenwich is calling with something very similar, I think. So let's go to him next. Hi, Charlie. You're on WNYC.
Hey, Brian. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
All right. Yes, very similar. I would like to shed my anger toward my fellow Americans, whether it's their political views, their attacks on democracy, their alternate realities, or just the way they're driving on the highway. This is what our enemies want. We must come together and accept each other as fellow countrymen, and it's okay to disagree. It's a good thing to disagree. Charlie, need to agree on the facts.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, isn't it? That there's, we have to draw a line at the same time as we want to accept everybody's different opinions. If something like our last guest was discussing is so threatening to democracy, or is just based on lies.
Yeah, it's a tricky problem, but we're going to figure it out. We're all Americans here. We'll figure it out.
There you go, Charlie.
thank you.
Thank you very much. Jim Bay in Harlem is going to said something very different than politics. Hi, Jim Bay. You're on WNYC.
Oh, hey, Brian. Hi. Good. How are you? Good morning. I'm very good. And I heard you mention my name the other day. I was like, who's that?
Well, you had such a great call on that earlier call-in that we framed it up and replayed it to set a whole other call-in last week. So thank you for being so cool.
Oh, cool. Yeah, but I think it's time. It's like a reverse of spring. I'm going to shed some clutter. And I do like Madeline's, what she said, the first call. I do like that, too, because I'm obsessed sometimes on the Internet when I'm trying to save the world, you know, from itself. But, you know, pertaining to shedding, just stuff like, you know, excess. It's not really necessary.
You're talking about like physical clutter, stuff around your house like that?
Like spring, opposite of spring cleaning. And also, I'm so glad that they didn't turn the clocks back this year. It's so much more refreshing.
Oh, we're going to do that. Don't we still do that? I think.
No, I hope not.
We're going to have to fact check that one, Jim Bay. I don't think standard time has gone away. I think we still turn back the clocks, first Saturday night in November? But I will double check that. Linda in New Orleans, you're on WNYC. Hello from New York, Linda.
Hi, thank you. I want to shed criticizing people on a much more trivial level than politics, like the way they dress and the way they dance and how they park. And I really have to stop myself from saying, oh, my God, why can't you fit in this space? And, oh, my God, you're dancing really badly, and why are you wearing that? It's stupid, but I have those thoughts, and I want to get rid of them.
You can't stop your eyes easily from seeing bad taste, right? As you perceive it.
Exactly. As I perceive it, who am I? What do I know, right?
Thank you very much. Call us again. How about that humility? Some coming in on Twitter. I want to shed my post-COVID symptoms. Aw, some still hanging on since July. And someone else wrote, I would like to shed the lantern flies from my backyard tree, and particularly the sticky mess they leave behind. Oh, boy. So let's see who's next. How about Jackie in Valley Cottage in Rockland? Hi, Jackie. You're on WNYC.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay. Well, thanks for doing the show. What I wanted to say was that growing up, maybe it was because we were children, our parents used this time of year and this particular holiday for us not to think about sins or bad behaviors, but to think about how to be a better person moving forward, to just reflect on being a better person. Not uncastigating yourself or asking forgiveness, just moving ahead and being better. And so that's kind of come with us through all of our years, just reflecting on what we can do better, not what we did that wasn't as good.
Yeah. So shedding the most negative take on what Yom Kippur is, yeah?
Yeah, and just working towards being as good as you can be in the world, and just always thinking about being better as you move forward, not about anything negative. Because they said, hey, your kids, what could you have done that's so bad? There's probably nothing that you've done that's really bad. Just think about being better. And I really think that's a really good approach with kids, and it carries over into adult life.
Jackie, thank you so much. Here's another one. Coming in on Twitter, this one says, Shana Tova, I went through a horrible work experience in the middle of COVID that has really haunted me for a long time. I intend to write it up as I saw it in a letter to my former employer and thereby hopefully let that anger and hurt go and move on. Hope that works out. Goldie in Woodstock, you're on WNYC. Hi, Goldie.
Hi, thanks for having me. So I would like to shed any expectation and also any imagination that there, you know, people in power and authority in government have more power than us, the people, because they're not doing anything about the women-led revolution that's happening in Iran. None of the major news channels are covering it. There's massive murders happening by the government, and the only thing that's leading it is women and people of Iran and around the world being heart-centered. And I want to release any power that I give to people who are apparently in power and authoritative, and keep the power inside, within our hearts and in our unity. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jessica in Livingston, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jessica.
Hi. This might be a little personal, but I'd like to get rid of my guilt and my dread for something I'm going to be responsible for in the future. I have a special needs brother who lives at home and an 82-year-old mother who insists on taking care of him. And that's probably going to fall to me at some point. And that is dread that I live under every day. And I do feel guilty about feeling the dread. So that's what I'd like to shed.
You want to shed the dread and you want to feel the guilt you feel about feeling the dread. Yes, I would say the dread is okay if it's going to be a very difficult situation, you know. And maybe that'll help you a little bit let go of the guilt and then put one foot in front of the other when the time comes. I hope that's a little bit helpful. Joe in Pound Ridge, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
Thank you, Brian. I read this quote several years ago, and it resonated with me, which was, I count my life in losses. And it resonated because I realized I'm your age, Brian, and I've been counting my life in losses. And I still, you know, can cry over things that happened 50 years ago, and I've got to get over it.
Thank you very much, and I hope you get over it. Nick in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nick. You're going to be our last caller. We have 30 seconds for you. What do you want to shed?
Hey, Brian, can you hear me?
Yes.
So I want to keep it a little bit lighter. I want to shed the social pressure we all have around things that we all enjoy. So I have a stance that I'm pro-gossiping. Everyone enjoys it. Everyone does it. It can be harmless and fun and a way to build community and have that cocktail on a weeknight and not feel bad about it and just enjoy your life.
And there you go. A good way to end this call on what we want to shed for fall.